Hey, we're back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to us on devilradio927.com and also WTTN 1580 AM. Here in the Madison area. So glad to be with you on Let's Get Local. We do have to say a big thank you before we get to our final guest to our current sponsor, Evolution Financial and Sue Peck. Sue, really doing some great work for families, for people with their finances, especially if you have had a situation where maybe you've lost a loved one and they left you some additional funds and now it's a whole new financial situation for you. Sue has been doing a great job working with customers like that. So again, look her up especially if you're in that type of situation at evolutionfinplan.com. We thank Sue for being a sponsor. If you would like to be a sponsor of this program, to support our local businesses, to support this local radio station and getting those stories out there, contact me. Contact me here at Devil Radio. And we'll get you set up and get you attached to the show because I'd love to promote you and talk about your business. We do have our final guest coming up in a second, but we have to talk about National Mustard Day next week. So next Saturday, August 6th, National Mustard Day. Barry was on last week with us talking about it. We sang on the air. We did all kinds of things. But Saturday, August 6th is National Mustard Day in Middleton. You definitely should go check that out as... more than 6,000 mustards. 6,000 mustards from all around the world at the Mustard Museum that you can all find out. And there's going to be tasting and mustard ice cream and the lot of it over there here in Middleton coming up next Saturday. So make sure you check out National Mustard Day in Middleton on Saturday, August 6th. A person who helps with spices and make food taste better. I don't know if you use much mustard, Huma, but Huma is with us now to talk about white jasmine and what she provides people in our community. How are you, Huma?
Oh, hello. Very good. Hello, everyone. And thank you for having me today. It's always fun.
So, Huma, tell us, for those of our listeners who are not familiar with your business and what you do, tell them about White Jasmine and how you got started.
Well, sure. White Jasmine is a labor of love, really. I have a passion for really spicy, but not really hot spicy, flavorful spicy, and healthy foods. So, you know, if you're thinking about having a nice lunch, it doesn't have to be, you know, you're thinking about, should it be healthy? We are all looking for some of those options. And it doesn't have to be like bird food. It can really be very easy, simple, but very flavorful recipes. And that's the goal of White Jasmine. We create these products, a lot of different spices put together as a spice blend that anybody can use in any of their recipes. It depends on what you like. And just add a couple of teaspoons, and you're good to go.
The website is whitejasmine.com. We're talking with Huma, the owner founder of that. Huma, I think that's let's break that down just a second before we move on. Spices. Mm-hmm. There's so many spices, and I think for a lot of us, when we're trying to add flavor to our food, it's how do we get that right balance? What spice works with what? To get the flavoring we're looking for. So you have taken all of that guesswork out for people, and you have spice blends and recommendations of how people can use that to enhance the flavor of their food. And that's a big advantage to all of us when we're trying to make our food taste better.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I grew up with spices, so it's easier for me, but I can totally understand that when you don't have that, kind of background, it is very hard. You can see hundreds of spices on the shelf and just don't know, as you said, what to use when. So what we try to do is kind of take, for example, our tandoori masala has 14 different spices. So we take all these spices, you know, blend them together so anybody can really take a couple of teaspoons, put them in your hamburger or put them on a piece of chicken and just grill it. And then it creates all that flavor. You don't have to go look for all those spices. So we actually take those spices, blend them, roast them. They get roasted and then they get blended. And then they get packaged in these beautiful tins where you can actually see the color of the spice. And that was the idea. You know, my business started with just cooking classes. I wanted to teach cooking classes and see if anybody's interested in these kind of flavors. And it just grew from there, and I very quickly realized that a lot of people like flavors, like healthy recipes, like spices, but they just don't know how to use them. So we can really simplify it for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's something I'll raise my hand on that. I've struggled with putting the proper spices together. The right amount, I think, is really critical too. Sometimes you overdo it and then you're like, whoa, this is, you know, and then your kids don't want to ever eat that again because they associate that over spicing to that one food. So
Right. There's
all kinds of challenges there. Huma, you mentioned, I want to make sure we tell people about some of your products and how to shop with you. The website, whitejasmine.com. But you mentioned how this got started with cooking classes. Are you still doing cooking classes from time to time?
Oh, yes. I love doing them. During the pandemic, actually, I did a lot of virtual classes. But the real experience is when you come to a class. And I like to present a lot of different recipes at local libraries so that everybody can attend. And actually, I'm in a process of setting up some of the fall cooking classes. So check out our website, whitejasmine.com, and you'll see a list of all the different classes I will be setting up for the fall and the menus as well. And everybody gets to taste whatever I cook.
I'm sure the library workers also appreciate that smell and what you bring to the library. There's different classes that happen in our public libraries, and not all of them, people get to eat and enjoy good food. So that's probably a nice addition for them.
Give out recipes We give out recipes as well. And then if you check out like our Facebook page, if you like our page, you can see I actually film quite a few short videos. Very easy, simple, like 10-minute recipes.
Fantastic. Again, the website is whitejasmine.com. We're talking with Huma over at White Jasmine, founder and owner of that. Huma, so you have all of these spices, you have cheeses, you have different things. So what are some of the easiest ways people can get your products and start using them in their foods at home?
Sure. All our cheeses are available in Madison at the Three Woodmans, so West, East, and Sun Prairie. You can find White Jasmine labeled cheeses there, but also all our spices, recipes, everything is available on our website. That will be the easiest thing to do. And if you sign up for our newsletter, which, you know, we don't send out like every day a newsletter to everyone to fill up their boxes, but we do it maybe once a month, and then you'll find a recipe, and also your first order, you'll have 20% off.
Now, I like on your website, you have everything set up. You know, whitejasmine.com is the website. Mm-hmm. You have everything set up, and there also is an option, right? Because a lot of us enjoy food. We also enjoy sharing. When we experience something that we like, we enjoy sharing that with others, right? So you have gift boxes set up for people. So if you find spices you really like and then think, wow, my friend or my relative might enjoy these things, my family member, you can actually set up these gift boxes and send them right out to family members as a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have our spice gift basket with my cookbook as well is included in that. And then also in the our signature blend, and four other spices, four whole spices too. And then we have our cheese basket, which has Potter's crackers and each one of our flavors. We have four Gouda cheeses, so that goes in a basket. And those two are very popular. In addition to the three, there's also a gift set of our three blends. So definitely we ship out everywhere around the U.S., so all the 48 states.
And if you look at the website, it's whitejasmine.com. It says where Eastern spice meets Midwest nice. Now, Huma, that's a great tagline. Way to go there. Bravo.
Thank you. We just launched this new website, so we are very excited about it because it has a lot of detail and a lot of short videos as well and much information if anybody's interested.
Now, I know you're
especially
also
foodies, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I know you're also active on social, so I know you put a lot of things on the website, but you can cross-blend that content to your socials. So what kind of things do you do on social media that people can find there?
So Facebook, our YouTube videos. Also, I actually just started the TikTok. So I've upload some of the, you know, food pictures as well as some short videos there and Twitter as well. So keep it all going.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Huma with White Jasmine. Again, the website is whitejasmine.com, and you can buy spices, you can buy cheeses, you can buy all kinds of things directly from Huma and the team there. So, Huma, thanks so much for telling us about your business, White Jasmine. Again, the website, whitejasmine.com. Stay connected. Learn how to make your food taste better. That's what we're all trying to do, so Huma can help with that. Thanks, Huma.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Wow, what a great local business, too. And again, just how can we make our... If we don't know, that's right. The things we don't know, we can learn. And sometimes people like Huma can set it up for us so it's an easier way to learn and you could be more successful. Because I will tell you, sorry to throw my wife under the bus here, but sometimes she'll do her own spices and the kids catch that meal and then they're like, I never want to eat that meal again. And it's probably just because we didn't get the spice mix right. So Huma can help with that. WhiteJasmine.com. Thanks to Rebecca at Madison Credit Union. Thanks to Rock at MoveNat Madison. And thanks to everyone that supported Serving Those Who Served and our vets. Outside the Pizza Box is up next. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Get Local.